Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm an old man. I've been in this church over some 43 years. I was started coming up to this church, Korean Church of Milwaukee, in 1973 until 2017. I am retired pastor right now. All of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, I was received a phone call. Would you come and preach today? So that's what I'm here right now. Okay, now, in Christianity, it has three cardinal statements. First one, Ten Commandments. Second one, Apostles' Creed. Third one, Lord's Prayer. You have been reciting Lord's Prayer many, many times. Sometimes you don't understand exactly what it means. So I'm going to dwell a little bit of our time to explore the Lord's Prayer together. When Jesus was preaching in a Mount Sermon, he taught Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. There's thousands of people there, so God said, our Father. But individually speaking, my Father. Now you're reciting so many times, our Father who art in heaven. What do you mean, our Father? You have a physical father, right? Physical father take care of all your living, loving, taking care of every bit of your life. God Almighty, Jesus said that he is your Father. How could you say that? In a scripture, many, many places, God created when you were in mother's womb. Every one of you. When you were in mother's womb, God created you. Psalm 139, verse 1. My eyesight is terrible, so let me try to read it, okay? For you created my inmost being, you knit me together to my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Your work are wonderful, know that whole will. When you were in a mother's womb, God Almighty, he formed you, created every bit of you. Right now we have over some 40 people here. None of them are saying. Your face, everyone is different. In this entire universe, there are millions of people. None of them are same. Your DNA, your fingerprint, every bit of your life is not the same. Almighty God, when you were in mother's womb, God created every one of you. He is the creator. You are the creature. God created you when you were in the mother's womb. God said, you are my children. I want you to call me your father. You know, being a father takes care of you every bit of your living, right? Earthly father may be not that perfect, but God in heaven, God Almighty, the creator, he's such a perfect. He created you, every one of you, formed you. And you become what you are. God said, I created you. God provides all of your needs. What do you mean? You know, in your life, the most important part, God provides. God provides air to breathe. You know this air? It is the most precious item. If you don't have air, you even don't have $1,000, you cannot purchase the air. God give you. God give you free water. God give you a perfect temperature. God created air. This earth was in the air, in a space turning exact time. 24 hours. God created, have you to live on this earth. He's your father. He's a much better father than earthly father. So Jesus said it, when you pray, God, my father is in heaven. He's your father. He's my father. God created this universe. God created this earth. God was controlling, rotating every 24 hours. He's the one doing all that. You know, I was studying a little bit of the earth was a movement. 1 second, the earth was moving 19 miles. Can you imagine? You know, 1 second, this earth, what you have it, 19 miles running. God was in control to protect his own children. Every one of you are his children. I am his children. You are my brother, sisters in Christ. The people who are sitting next to you, you believe God Almighty, you became a member of the family. God is your father. We are all his children. So I want to hug every one of you, my sister, my brother. That's why God said it. You cast in a dose of prayer, our Father who art in heaven. He's in heaven. He's in control. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I like King James translation. Hallowed be thy name. That's the first part. Your life journey, the time you were born until time of end, our life, we should hallow our Father who is in heaven. Hallow your Father is in heaven. Your life journey, your main principle, living, is honoring God, hallowing him. When you was working, some medical, some lawyer, some CEO, some businessman, any place you're working, through your working, your lifetime, you return honoring God, hallowing him. That's what the Jesus was saying. Your life, everywhere you go, honor God Almighty. You know, in 1646 to 1647 2-year time in Great Britain, England, Westminster Catechism was made. Westminster Catechism was made. Thousands, hundreds of theologians, they get together. They made Westminster Catechism, the first one. The man's chief end, what is the chief end of the man? That's a question. What is the chief end of the man? What is the man's lifetime purpose? The questioning was that. Then answering is, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Westminster Catechism. Hundreds of theologians get together for 2 years of time. It's over 350 years ago. They made a catechism. What's the main man's and woman's the purpose in our life? The chief end of the man and woman. What is it? The answer is the chief end of the man and woman is to glorify God. Enjoy Him forever. That's what it is. Are you doing that? No, I got my job. I got to take care of, I got all of our life's journey. Our aiming is to glorify God. Enjoy Him forever. That's what, why we are enjoying Him. He's created what we are living today because of Him. He's in control. He's provided all our needs. There's no other way. Our life purpose living in this earth is to return glorification, honoring Him, and left His will and living according to His will. That's what first, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, in New Testament was written by Greek. Greek language is the best way to express human thoughts. The Greek say, hallowed be thy name, means present tense. I'm going to hallow him. Just one time, that's it. No. Present tense, all time. And then imperative, in Greek grammar, imperative is a commandment. Whether you're going to do or not, no. You got to honor God, commanded to us, like a Ten Commandment. In New Testament, as a commandment was given. You honor, you hallow God's name in your lifetime. Every present tense, not past tense, not future tense. Present tense, right now, all time. And then in Greek, it's a imperative, passive, present, three grammatically. And then I gotta run faster. My time is now, second one, your kingdom come, thy kingdom come. When you pray, thy kingdom, God's kingdom, come into this earth. God's kingdom is God's almighty control, his kingdom. He expects you and you pray his disciple to will God's will be on the earth like his will on in heaven. That is what God was expecting you to. His will be done on earth. Now, your kingdom come, thy kingdom come on earth. Let God's kingdom be on earth. You know, let everybody in this universe, they should believe God Almighty, become children of God, make them understanding they are the children of God. So that why we can do that? We have to, every place you go, you tell the people, are you Christian? Are you believe Jesus? If they don't, you let them understand what becoming a Christian. Every time I go, I go to check on my physical doctor. First thing I ask, are you Christian? A lot of time they say, yes, I'm a Christian. Then I say, you're my brother. If the woman said, you're my sister, let's shake hands with you. If they don't believe Jesus, I explain to them to become a Christian. Let God's kingdom be on the earth. That's what the second part. You have to tell them. If your family member are not Christian, your closest friends are not Christian, whatever you're working is not, you have to let them know Christ is the Lord, Almighty God. He is the one shed his blood on a Calvary cross. When you believe him, you become a child of God. You have become a citizen of God. You have to explain them. That's what your second part, that's what you're supposed to do. I was many different times I tried to find the people to believe some. I was asked, are you a Christian? He said, no, I am not. My wife is Christian. He's going to church. I said, you're becoming older. One day you'll be end of your life. If you don't believe Jesus, you're going to go to hell. You go with your wife the coming Sunday, church and believe Jesus. I was telling everyone, that's what you and I, everyone, we should let Christ be known, let this earth become a kingdom of God. That's the second part. So every people you working, you met, make sure, tell them, make them the children of God. That's the second part of the prayer. The third one is give us, you shall be done on earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We gotta pray right now. Your will be done on earth. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is perfectly controlled in heaven, so that in earth, God's will be controlling everything. the United States of America, was what, over 300 years ago, the Pilgrim, they came to the United States. Before they built their house, they built a church. They put the God Almighty first in their constitution. In this, America is a Christian nation. God blessed. Within a 300-year time, the United States has ruled the whole entire world. God blessed so much of blessing, even though the product of the United States can feed entire world population. God blessed. About 15 years ago, I made a trip to Russia. I was observing the land. The land was a barren land. There's no crops was raising anything. The America, so rich people. God bless the America so much. Why? God put first in America. I like congressmen, senator was elected. When they sworn in, they put their right hand on the Bible. They raised and swore in becoming a senator, a congressman. That's only United States doing that. I like that. But when doing that, they should believe what God said. Do according to what God's will. Let God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the second part of Jesus was teaching. Well, I have enough time to spend preaching, but when you pray Lord's Prayer, I want to think a little more deep. Just why every church service we're doing a Lord's Prayer. Do I doing really hallow his name? Really I let God's kingdom be on earth? Do I doing the preaching? I was supporting missionary. I was telling the Christ to people that I meet. And then God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not. The end time is coming. But we should control, do what Lord's commandment, what Lord's prayer teaching you to do. May God bless you as you keep doing what the Lord's prayer in your life journey. Thank you.